know, Kevin, before the Jays erupted for that four-run inning, we were sitting here talking about how John Schneider's lineup had basically been, you couldn't draw it up any better. His top three RBI guys, Bo Bichette, Vladdy, and Whit Merrifield, kept coming up with runners on base, runners in scoring position. Sorry, his top three guys with runners in scoring position. They kept coming up early with runners in scoring position. They couldn't deliver. We were sitting here staring at a 1-0 deficit to the Kansas City Royals, and then all of a sudden, Bichette happened. And then Vladdy happened. And I think as Ben Nicholson-Smith and Ben Wagner both pointed out, really, it's the win that counts right now. Currently, Oakland is beating Texas 6-3. All that matters is how you win this game. It doesn't matter. All that matters is that you win this game. It doesn't matter how you do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, after Bo Bichette's first at bat, you could see him in the dugout. He was rhythm and timing. That's what it's all about, right? When you haven't played in a while, you're trying to time up what that pitcher's trying to do to you. He's going to change speeds. You know, the best thing to do is, when in doubt, take the fastball the other way, pull the off-speed pitches. That's exactly what he did, right? After his first at-bat, you could tell head was leaking a little bit. He was a little bit jumpy, and you see him in the dugout over there. He's trying to have that hand rhythm, lift the leg, do it in unison. When I get the foot down, my head's not following, right? That's what you're trying to do. The more that head moves, the more that ball moves. I can't get barreled to it, have the ball go where I want it to go. This is exactly who you want up when it matters the most, right? It's that guy trying to make that adjustment in a game to help your team win a baseball game. And, oh, by the way, I want to be the first guy to raise my hand and say, where in the heck has the 99-mile-an-hour fastball down swing from Vladimir Guerrero Jr. been all year? I mean, I thought he couldn't hit velocity. I thought he couldn't hit a fastball. I thought he couldn't hit a fastball down. It's 99. It's almost like, Jeff, it's almost like when he's looking for it, he's got a good chance of not only hitting it to the poolside, dare I say, in the air. It's almost
way
amazing.
Too simple. It's it's way too simple. You got to overthink it more.
It's almost like most of the year when you overthink it, it sort of looks like that at bat where the slider, the breaking ball is 3 feet off the plate and I'm chasing it because I'm not right now in tune with mental, physical, mechanical, and I see spin out of the hand. And no matter where it goes, I'm going to swing at it because I'm sitting spin. Look. David Schneider was on our show today, and he said something very interesting. Why do you overthink it? I look fastball until I get to two strikes, I adjust to everything else. And I just tell you right now, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., no matter how hard they throw it, if he's looking for it, he can pull it in the air. Continue to do that, and you'll help your team win baseball games. It's real simple for me.
5-4, the Blue Jays have beaten the Kansas City Royals in the first game of a three-game series here at the Rogers Center. The numbers are 416-870-0590, star 591, 888-666-0590. We will be here until 11 o'clock, and we'll be here to take your calls. 5-4, the Blue Jays have beaten the Kansas City Royals. So Vladdy's night. First inning, grounds out in the first pitch. Fourth inning, strikes out in three pitches, two of which I wouldn't have swung at. Sixth inning, you're laughing, I wouldn't have. Sixth inning, flies out to right field late with Bo in third. Seventh inning rolls around, 3-0, green light. You talked about it, 99 down. Double.
Yeah, you see what the issue with that is. You're talking about pitch selection in one at bat. You're talking about mechanics and a hanging breaking ball that he should have hit to the moon. That's mechanical. Like, again, we talked about this. It's numerous things. It's not one thing you can point your finger at and say, oh, it's pitch selection. No, it ain't. He got plenty of pitches, good ones to hit. Mm-hmm. And when you get them, you're not hitting them. So it's one at bat, it's one thing. It's another at bat, it's another thing. Look, get ready to hit. Like, if you're in an athletic position because you have talent and ready to hit something that's hard and straight, and you can get in one of those counts where you're doing that educating guessing thing, you got a real good chance of hitting the ball really hard.
And again, we talked about it early in the game. The Jays have their top three hitters with runners in scoring position are Bo, Vladdy, and Witt. And Bo was hitting second, Vladdy was hitting third in this lineup, Witt was hitting sixth. And for those first five innings, I mean, you had those guys up. You had those guys up. Witt comes up with two on, hits into a double play. All right. You go on. Vladdy comes up. We talked about this in the sixth inning, right? Man on third. It's late on a pitch. Witt comes up. He's still got bases loaded. Strikes out swinging. I mean, if you're John Schneider, you can't design it any better. Yeah, and I think that's one of the frustrating things about this team this year is, you know, a number of times those guys have come up and haven't delivered.
Yeah. Look, John Schneider, I think for me, with the lineups doing his part, that's you're trying to, you know, get everything lined up to where if this guy gets on base, one of my better hitters with a dude standing at second's coming up. This guy gets on base, same thing. This guy gets on base, he comes up with a couple of guys on base because he's one of our best hitters with runners in scoring position. Yeah, again, it's about the better approaches. You have a better approach, stay with what you do well, gives you a better chance to take 99 in the air to the pool side.
David in Kitchener, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, David.
Since the Blue Jays have been in existence, they have finished third in the AL East 11 times. In 94, we throw that one out because of the strike. The other time they made it was in 2020, and that was COVID shortened. So in all of those, if you throw out those two, they won between 78 and 88 games. They're currently 11.5 games behind. So traditionally, without expanded playoffs, we wouldn't be on the edge of our seats every night. The team is what it is. We really need to enjoy the ride. My question to you is, do we need to adjust our expectations of the third wild card position as we lead up to the playoffs?
What do you mean adjust expectations?
Well,
do we enjoy... Is it good that they get the third wild card spot?
If they get the third wild card spot, we're happy. This is playoff baseball, really, for us. If we make it to the playoffs, it's a bonus right now. Huh? We just enjoy the games. We're going to have innings like the eighth inning where we want to, in ninth, where we want to pull our hairs out. But we'll also have those seventh innings where we're going to go.
Yeah, with all due respect, David, Jays fans don't care about that. They want this team to make the playoffs. This was a team that many picked to win the World Series. If it's an exciting run to the end and they don't make the playoffs, the season's a flop and jobs will be lost. Can't put it any other way.
I agree that it will be a flop. But, and the expectations that we had, and their record is their record. They are what they are. It's a flawed team. So let's enjoy to see how far the flawed team can get us.
All right. Way to go, David. Thanks for that. 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to enjoy it if they don't make the playoffs. I'm not going to enjoy it if they don't make the playoffs. And as for a flawed team, they are a flawed team, David. You're right about that. But I wouldn't mind like a nice smooth jaunt into the playoffs so you can line your pitching up. Your pitching's really good.
I would prefer
this team to be able to line its dudes up so you don't go into the playoffs with, you know, Kevin Gausman having pitched the final game of the regular season and Jordan Romano having thrown 30 pitches. I want these guys to be as set as they possibly can be going to the playoffs. Austin and Zurich, you're on with Kevin and Jeff. How are you?
Good, guys. You?
We are good, man. What's up?
Oh. Bo, getting back was huge. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. If he can keep on rowing like this, I think we're going to win.
Yeah, you know, Austin, no, thanks for the call, Austin. Just hang on the line. I was going to say hang on the line for a minute. Okay, Austin, yeah, thanks for the call. You know, Kevin, you looked at me when Bo doubled in the sixth inning. You looked at me and said, oh, he's a bad, bad man. And Bo is just we're going to we like to get kind of worked up about this. It's Vladdy's team. It's Bo's team. It's, I mean, it's good fun. It's talk show stuff, and I don't know how many people really take it seriously, but it's Bo's team. I can't put it any other way. This is Bo Bichette's team.
They're a bigger,
he's the dude.
They're a bigger threat when he's in the lineup. Like that.
Absolutely.
Obviously, with the way Vladdy's been looking and the things he hasn't been doing and the way Bo can miss as many games as he's missed and come back and look like he hasn't missed those. Absolutely. Like, it's – I'm not in that boat where I'm going to pick sides here.
Why not? It's good fun.
Well, you just enjoy the two guys that are on the field
at
the same
one.
Time. How about that?
Who do you want up right now? Big situation. Who do you want up?
That's a silly question.
Who do you want up?
Obviously, Bo.
Okay. 416-870. So you proved my point. 416-870. You're on Team Bo. 416-870-0590. Star 591. 888-666-0590. Guy and Maple. Team Bo or Team Vladdy? Not that I want to start something here, but what the hell?
I'll take Team Snyder.
How about that?
There you go.
Wow.
Front runner.
Snyder's my boy. Yeah, I don't know what that other fan was talking about. Let's celebrate being mediocre. We haven't won anything in 30 years. Like, that's ridiculous, but no offense.
Yeah,
but
you're talking to someone who covered the Montreal Expos for a long time. I ain't interested in celebrating mediocre. I've done enough of that.
Chuck Swirsky would say, you got to be kidding me. But
yeah, I know.
Listen, I don't think it's a coincidence that this team's a better hitting team when guys like Chapman and Varsho aren't in the lineup. And, you know, I won't get into the Chapman, but, I mean, Varsho, he just seems to be using a space. I mean, first of all, he shouldn't be batting higher than the ninth, as far as I'm concerned. And I was just wondering, would you guys consider, you know, putting in, you know, making room for guys like Horowitz and Clement to give you quality at-bat after quality at-bat, where, you know, and Marshall's just been struggling all year, and, you know, another couple at-bats. I think he struck out twice on six pitches his first two at-bats, if I'm not mistaken. And Clement just seems to be on the ball, and they're focused. They're tuned in, and they just, you know, why not put Merrifield in left and just let Clement and Snyder play second? I was just wondering, would you like to see those guys get more at-bats and Marshall less? So hang up and listen, guys. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. I want Dalton Varsho's glove in the outfield. Now, offensively, I mean, you make a good point. I suppose the only other thing you could do, if you're not going to start Varsho, you could always use him as a defensive replacement. I'm just not – no, I got to stick with Varsho. He's so good out there. Run prevention is such a big part of this team. Here's the thing. If you're not scoring, it's kind of a damned if you do and damned if you don't thing. Dalton Varsho is one of the reasons this team isn't scoring runs. He's also one of the reasons that this team has such superior run prevention, which allows them to win games when they're not scoring runs. So he gives it one in, he takes away at the other. But I keep telling people this. Dalton Varsho is here for the next 4 or 5 years. And I think you just run him out there every day. It shouldn't come down to Dalton Varsho having to carry this team. It just shouldn't.
Yeah, I think that's fair. But every once in a while, you'd like to see him have better at bats and be more competitive and be a tougher out, right? It's occasionally
yes.
He's not
yeah.
that, right? It's, you know, he's trying to have better rhythm and timing. You saw that. You had noticed that today where he's holding the bat out in front just so he doesn't get stale. He didn't look like a statue.
You talked about Ryan Howard used to do that all the time, your teammate.
You need a little bit of that rhythm, right, where you're trying to just keep it going in the flow to try to maximize when you do hit a ball and it go where you want it to go. It's sometimes a tough watch, right? But I'm with you.
It has been.
it's the kids have been so good when they've come up that they're forcing John's hand to have to make a decision. But I will say, I think John's kind of liking that he has weapons now to go to late in games, right? You can pinch hit for a couple of lefties. You can bring in a lefty for a righty, those kind of things. And especially when you pinch run for Kirk, which he actually did tonight, which is kind of nice. So, yeah, look.
I mean, he did have like an hour to think about it because the pitcher was injured and, you know, they had to take him out. So he had,
you don't think he's going to do it?
Well, I was sitting there.
If he didn't have the hour?
I mean, I don't know. I was.
We
had
were
enough
wondering.
Time to think. I mean, I don't know. Hell, stranger things have happened.
It wasn't 100%.
I wasn't 100% till I saw Kirk at the end of the dugout having some water. At that point, I was hoping somebody had like stolen his spikes or something like that, so he wouldn't see him back out there, or maybe he'd gone in to get his track spikes. I don't know. Let's talk about the bullpen. The bullpen's been awfully good this year. Richards, Meza, Romano tonight was not their best night. Now, fairness to Tim Meza, I mean, he got blooped a little bit, gave up a broken bat bloop. What did you see out of Jordan Romano and Meza tonight? Was that just one of those nights? I mean, I will say this. You know me. I don't hammer in umpires.
Yeah.
Ben Mays had a very creative strike zone tonight.
Creative's nice. Look, Richards thrown a lot, right? The arm speed on the changeup, the elevated fastball that he gave up the triple, that's a good pitch. Sometimes you got to tip your hat to the hitter, but he has pitched a lot. Chad Green, curveball wasn't real good. You throw curveballs to any team down the middle, though, you're going to not like the results of those. Tim Mays has pitched a lot, right? Occasionally he's going to overthrow the sinker. It's going to be non-competitive. Pitch count's going to go up. He's going to walk people. He's going to have some bad luck, which is sort of what happened. Jordan Romano, look, this is sort of what you're prepared for sometimes, right? Is he'll abuse the slider. Sometimes it's non-competitive. Mechanically, he just doesn't have good finish. When the four-seamer's running, that will tell you the finish is not there. When the finish is not there, he's erratic with both pitches. Then you're seeing seven batters, 29 pitches. He's probably not pitching tomorrow. Bottom line is they got it done. That's the bottom line.
One thing I want to talk about before you get back to the callers, I think we may have just briefly touched on it. In that seventh inning, George Springer, the checked swing, the walk and the checked swing. Now, somebody from, I don't know who it was, one of the Royals coaches got tossed. I don't know if it was Brian Sweeney. One of the Royals coaches was ejected after that, the end of that inning following that checked swing. Did you have an issue with that?
With the checked swing?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're a Royals fan, you want, yee-haw.
Yeah.
If you're a Blue Jays fan,
how close
because
was
of who's standing on the on-deck,
sorry, right.
Could have went either way.
Okay.
I mean, that's probably a veteran hitter getting the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Because it was a turning point. I mean, obviously, it doesn't happen. A boat doesn't come up to the plate. But I didn't think it was egregious, you know. I mean, but I will say we saw – you know, we saw a couple of check swings. We saw a couple of calls by Jeff Nelson, we looked at each other.
I think that's an important name, Jeff Nelson. Like, it's not the first time we've seen him do
true.
Some things that will, you know, get people all fired up.
Yeah.
Again, if you're a fan of one team, you probably like it. If you're a fan of the other team, you're getting tossed. Like, simple.
Brock in Toronto, before we take a break. What's up, Brock?
Hey, guys. Do you think Whit needs a day off or two?
Huh. Pass that over to Mr. Barker. Thanks, Brock.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
It was a topic of some conversation.
He's late. Like, that's sort of when he's due for one of these. Like,
I hate bunting in the second inning. You think he should have bunted there?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
With Schneider on second and Biggio on first.
Absolutely. With Dalton Varsho coming up, you have second and third, less than two outs. Absolutely. Like, you're like 0 for 12 coming into today's game. Yeah, I mean, your bats haven't been looking real good. You're late with the front foot getting down. I mean, it's obvious. You can tell that. The one time he struck out with the two fastballs away, I mean, his swing was started. His foot was still in the air. Like, timing and – the things that need to happen this time of the season to actually give you a chance to party out front, which was what he was doing when he was going and through that little hot streak. Everything looked like it was on time. It was smooth. It was effortless. Now it doesn't look like that. It's just the opposite of that. And every time you get a chance to help your team in a positive way without getting a hit when you're struggling, Jeff, no matter what the inning is, basically don't listen to you and help your team.
416-870-0590, star 591, 888-666-0590. The Blue Jays, a 5-4 win over the Kansas City Royals, 15 games over 500 for the second time this year. Some good news on the out-of-town scoreboard. And we'll get to it when we come back. It's Blue Jays Talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
John, the Vlad's first three at-bats, probably not what you'd exactly want, but how does he reset himself to ensure that, you know, later in that seventh he's able to have an at-bat with some impact?
He's really good. You know, I think, I mean, he's one of a lot of guys that's not feeling great, you know, physically with stuff going around the clubhouse. So, to get to a 3-0 count, you know, against Hernandez there, you know, you obviously trust that he's going to put a good swing on something. But he can do that. I think today was just kind of a little bit off for him, just not feeling great. But great players, you know, come up in big spots like that.
I'll tell you what, if he wasn't feeling great, whatever he felt in the seventh inning, spread it around the clubhouse. Well, come on, seriously, spread it around the clubhouse.
Yeah.
How do you
spread 3-0 fastballs down the middle?
No, I don't know.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
You think they would have done that already?
Yeah,
if they could do it?
I think they may have. I don't know. It's Blue Jays Talk with Jeff Blair and Kevin Barker. 5-4, the Blue Jays beat the Kansas City Royals. That was John Schneider, the very happy manager of the Blue Jays. Time for the Major League Standings Watch presented by Bet365. This will bring a smile to John's face. With Bet365, you can watch thousands of live games, build your own bet, and you can even make a bet while the game's still being played. 19-plus, play responsibly, Ontario only. It is not over yet in Arlington, but the Oakland Athletics are leading the Texas Rangers 6-3 in the bottom of the eighth inning. The San Diego Padres are pummeling the Houston Astros 11-2 as we speak. Tampa Bay has beaten the Seattle Mariners 7-4. And the Baltimore Orioles crushed the Boston Red Sox 11-2. So, with that game still being played in Texas, not a bad night at all on the out-of-town scoreboard for the Blue Jays. The wild card race stands thusly. Tampa Bay is 86-56. They're 7.5 up. Seattle 79-62. Toronto is 78-63, one back of Seattle, the win column, and they've got one more loss than Seattle. The Houston Astros, they are currently atop the AL West. They are 80-61, so the Jays are two back of them. Tampa Bay, we've talked about this. Tampa Bay, I think, has designs on Baltimore. Baltimore's 8-2 in their last 10 and won 6 in a row. So, I mean, they're certainly not fading under pressure.
Winning's
Tampa.
A habit in Baltimore now.
That's Toronto and those three Western teams. The Red Sox, with their loss, they are six back of the Blue Jays. And, yes, the Jays do have some games left against the Boston Red Sox. And the Red Sox have had the Jays' number this year. But certainly that's very good news on the out-of-town scoreboard for the Toronto Blue Jays. 416-870-0590, star 591, 888-666-0590. Chris and Kamloops, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well. How are things in the loops?
We've had 4 days with no smoke, so everything's good.
There you go.
Awesome.
That is good. Yeah. Good news.
Yeah. But anyways, I run that outfield with Varsho and KK and Springer to the end of the year. I think it's one of the best outfields in ball.
I think it is the best. Defensively, I think it is the best. And I think the numbers back that up.
If you need a break for someone, I don't put Merrifield out there. I put Biggio out there. The guy's swinging the bat pretty nice right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Biggio has shown that you can one thing I like about Cavan will make the right play. Cavan will make the right play defensively. He's not going to cost you.
Like John Olerud used to swing the bat?
Pardon me?
John Olerud. He kind of has the same swing as Olerud.
Ooh, I don't know. Now you're talking about, John Olerud was, that's next level.
I get that.
Hitting 400.
But, when he does have that swing sometimes, it just reminds me of Oliver. But that's
yeah, I mean, you know, look, thanks for the call. I mean, Cavan is a useful guy, you know, and I've been a big supporter of his all year long. I've had many arguments with Mr. Barker about Cap.
It's not an argument.
Oh, it's the other way around.
No, you argue about the silliest things on a baseball team. Why would you argue about the 25th and 26th guy for? What do they got to do with anything? I mean, as long as you don't go and tell your manager that I think I can do things, like try and steal third on a 3-0 count with the leadoff
hitter,
right?
Which he's done.
Like, don't do those kind of things. As long as you're not doing that and you don't hurt your baseball team, yeah. You got no argument, Jeff.
All right. No, this is the problem. This kind of gets back to the previous callers. One of the previous callers' questions about Dalton Varsho and Dalton Varsho's offense, and I just think nothing's going to change dramatically with this team offensively in the next 3 weeks. They are going to have to win games through pitching and defense, and Dalton Varsho is one of the most important components of the defense, so he has to be in the lineup every day for me. Just to catch the ball. That doesn't mean I won't pinch hit for him. You saw it tonight. I mean, I have no problem with the way John Schneider played that. But
yeah, unless there's a lefty throw.
Correct. But other than that, though, I need that. I need that defense out there.
Again, I'm with you. Nobody could argue that. It's just offensively, sometimes it's non-competitive. Why this late in the season does it continue to be non-competitive? That's the thing, right? Where you're hitting in the order, you can simplify it enough to, if you continue to have better rhythm, should give you a chance to get it going back, get it going forward, and if you swing at a decent pitch, you should have a chance to have the ball end up where you want it to go. It's just sometimes it looks like you have no chance.
Let me ask you this. If I had told you at the start of the year that on September 8th, the only Blue Jays starter to have pitched into the fifth inning in all of his starts this season was Yusei Kikuchi, what would you have said to me after laughing at me and slapping me upside the head? What would you say to me?
I would call you crazy. Yeah. The first thing I would say was, did Gausman and Bassett get hurt?
Yeah.
They haven't pitched a lot.
Yeah.
Give him credit. Like, he does what he has to do to get through it. The two different breaking balls, like the curveball was a little bit better than the slider tonight. He's overthrowing the fastball. That's why it's down a tick. When you overthrow it, you don't throw it as hard as you want to throw it. You don't have, you know, fluid mechanics. That sort of – he's pitched a lot. It's this time of the year, you know, you try and force things to get through games, and that's why you're only getting 88 pitches and two times through.
If you are wondering, Bo Bichette – at the end of the game, despite being on the injured list for a while, he ranks third in the American League in average at .315, third in hits, and ninth in OPS. So maybe we're seeing a repeat of Bo-tember. We saw that last year.
Fingers crossed.
Bo-vember? Did we call it Bo-vember or Bo-tember?
You did. I did.
What's September?
I would never call it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I am the wordsmith.
That's true.
I am the wordsmith, and
you are. That's why you went to college.
You are the baseball brains of the operation. That's generally the way it works out. 5-4, the Blue Jays have beaten the Oakland Athletics. No, they've beaten the Kansas City Royals. If they were playing the Oakland Athletics today, they would have beaten them 5-4, too. 5-4, the Blue Jays beat the Kansas City Royals. They'll do it again tomorrow and, of course, on Sunday. Thank you for listening to Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Crown Rust Protection. New and used vehicle prices are rising, and inventory is scarce. Avoid the hassle of buying prematurely by making your vehicle last longer with Crown Rust Protection. For a special summer offer on rust protection, visit crown.com today.